With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Donald Trump Jr. packed an exhibit hall with Trump agenda supporters in Bozeman last night to rally conservative support in Montana's U.S. Senate race.
You have to realize that Donald Trump is on the ticket in 6 weeks. I want to keep winning for another 6 years.
The rally comes as Rosendale has been in the headlines for alleged campaign finance ethic breaches, and as his opponent, Democratic Senator John Tester, has attacked him for switching positions on federal ownership of public lands. Rosendale is fueling his campaign on the wave of Republican voters that handed Trump a 20-point win in Montana 2 years ago. While Trump's job approval rating has dropped since that election, he remains popular here. The Make America Great Again hats and t-shirts that brand Trump's first term spotted the crowd of several hundred people packed in one of the Gallatin County Fairground warehouses. A local retiree with a shirt reading, "Build the wall 10 feet higher," told me before the rally started that Trump is exactly what this country needs, and the president needs more Republicans in Congress to support him, hence the root of his support for Rosendale. When Rosendale took the stage Tuesday night, he pitched himself as a small-town conservative who, during his time in the state legislature and currently as the state auditor, has worked to limit government spending and cut regulations. He stirred up the crowd with talk of the ongoing battle over Trump's Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh, who is facing allegations of sexual assault from decades ago.
And I want to tell you, there's nothing that is more important than the role that a U.S. senator has in confirming or denying confirmations to the Supreme Court.
Democrat John Tester faces a Friday vote on Kavanaugh. He hasn't yet said how he intends to vote on the nominee. Rosendale has attacked Tester for voting to confirm Obama Supreme Court pick Sonia Sotomayor. Tester has run a campaign highlighting his ability to work with the president to pass legislation, including bills benefiting veterans. Tester suffered his own negative headlines 2 weeks ago when the Associated Press confirmed Rosendale's claim that Tester was the number one recipient of cash from lobbyists at one point during this election cycle. Montana's U.S. Senate race is gaining increasing attention from the Trump administration as voters here are 2 weeks away from receiving their mail ballots. Vice President Mike Pence is coming to Bozeman early next week to campaign for Rosendale in an attempt to flip the fast-growing Gallatin County for Trump. The president lost the county by 444 votes out of more than 48,000 cast in 2016. Outside the Donald Trump Jr. Rosendale rally, Gallatin County's split view of the president was on display. At least 100 protesters gathered holding signs and occasionally chanting. Alana Brown was among them and says she supports Tester.
I believe in a democracy. I believe in having two parties. I grew up with functioning Republican and Democratic parties. This is just horrible. What we're seeing, horrible. People aren't working together, but one party is not protecting the citizens.
Some protest organizers said they were concerned about the cost of the Republican rally on local taxpayers. The Gallatin County Undersheriff told Montana Public Radio before the rally started that around 4 police officers were planned to run on overtime to monitor for anything getting out of hand at the rally. As the Trump supporters filed out of the fairgrounds a little after 8 last night, some sticking around to take selfies with the president's oldest son, a handful of protesters remained waving signs in the dark as the parking lot cleared. Late voter registration starts on October 10th. Absentee ballots will go out no later than October 12th. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.